A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Sukkah 13b, pagination page 26. We're going to be starting from about 10 lines from the top. The first words on the line are Lo Shemei Agad, and then we begin. Let's do one line in, and then discuss some prerequisites which we'll need in order to understand this Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel. Rav Abba said in the name of Shmuel, Yurakos she'omru chachamim, the vegetables, the greens, the leafy vegetables that the rabbis enumerated, Adam yotze bohen yidei chavasa bepesach, as a list of items that a person can fulfill his obligation of eating maror, the bitter herbs, on Pesach, that list that was given regarding maror for leafy vegetables, mevi'ines ha-tuma, it will be considered a conduit for tuma, for ritual impurity from a dead body, ve'in chotzitzin bifnei ha-tuma, but it will not be considered an interruption to stop tuma from traveling, uposlin bisuka mishum avir, and it will invalidate a sukkah as if it was empty space, even though you have an item here, but it's considered empty space. My time, why? Kevan de lechiyavshi parchi v'nafli, because when they dry out, they disintegrate and they fall. Command the lesnu hu dami, it's as if they are nothing even now. So I ended up reading the entire piece of Gemara that we wanted to do today. It's enormously complex. Let's do the prerequisites and understand what's going on over here. So, number one, there's a concept of tumah. If you have a piece of a dead body, so a tent over it, a covering over it, which has the halachic status of a tent, will function normally in two ways. Number one, it's a tefach away from the item. It's leaving a tefach room of ear space from the ground. It will, number one, function as a separation so that this item is now enclosed in its own tent and will no longer cause the tumah to go up uncontrolled ad la rakia until heaven. Normally, if there's a body lying on the floor, if a person were to step over it, fly over it, they would become tame because the tumah goes all the way up. Once there's a tent separating, so that the tent contains it, and the tumah only remains until the tent, and a person walking over it, flying over it, jumping over it, will not become tame. Therefore, for example, if a grave is done in a way that there's a tefach separation so that the covering on the grave is designed to be its own ohel, a covering, so then a person walking over the kever might actually not become tame because of its design. Likewise, this covering not only contains the tuma, but also conduits the tuma from one place in the tent to a different place in the tent. Picture a regular tent. There's a dead body on one side of the tent. So the tent that's going over the body certainly will contain it so that it doesn't go up ad lo rekia until heaven, but it also conduits, and a person who is in that tent will become tamei because he's in the same tent. He's under the same covering as the dead body is. What the Gemara here said is that these leafy vegetables, if they were used as a tent, so presumably we're not talking about a full body, that's a little challenging to cover over with these vegetables. You have leaves of romaine lettuce, for example, but if you had just a kezayis min hames, you had a certain amount of the dead body, enough to cause ritual impurity, and you had one of these leafy vegetables suspended above it. So a person would put their hand under the other part of this vegetable, and this vegetable leaf would be a conduit of tumah because you're under the same covering. Likewise, it might contain the tumah, so that a person putting their hand above the dead article, piece, would not become tumah because it's being contained by this leaf that's above it. What the Gemara says is that, number one, mevi'in es ha-tumah, it will conduit the tumah for anything else that's under the covering of the leafy vegetable, because that's the halacha. It serves as an ohel, as a tent, as a covering. But ve'ein chotzitzin b'fnei ha-tumah, but it's not going to be a separation for the tumah, so that a person putting their hand above the tumah, even though this leafy vegetable is in between, it's not going to cause the separation, because, and those were the final words of the Gemara over here, d'lechiyav shiparchi, because it's normal for these things to dry out, and therefore, midrabanon, it is not a separation, because we anticipate that it's going to dry out, it will no longer be a separation, and we don't want people relying on this leafy vegetable as a separation and thinking that they're taken care of. I can go here, I can reach here, I can reach at that shelf and not worry about the thing that's dead body on the floor because it's separated. Because with time, these things wither and they're not going to be a separation forever. And therefore, you cannot rely on it as the chatzitza, as the separation. Likewise, in a sukkah setting, if you were to have some leaves, vegetables, these items, since they're edible, they're pasul for schach, they're edible, they're mekabel tumah, they're pasul for schach, so one would think that the amount of space, and this is another prerequisite, if schach is pasul, it's four tfachim of schach pasul that will mess up your sukkah. But if it's avir, if it's open space, then only three tfachim will already pasul your sukkah. Nowadays, people are into open space, area that's not developed so that we could still have a little nature. So open space is considered a plus. In the context of sukkah, open space is worse, is that expression is representing open area in a sukkah, even three tfachim will pasul. If it's schach pasul, it's at least covered. It's covered with pasul things, but it's covered, then it's four tfachim that will pasul. So the halacha regarding these leaves, which theoretically are schach pasul, is the more strict amount, because we're worried that they will wither. And if they wither, it'll be open space. And open space is three tefachim. And therefore, we would aser it as avir, as open space, rather than in four tefachim, considering it schach posel. Let's look at this Gemara again, now that we've stated it, done the prerequisites a bit here, and we can go back. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel. The statement was, Yuraka sha'amru chachamim, those vegetables that the sages enumerated, Adam yotze behem yedei chavasa b'pesach, those leafy vegetables, mevienes ha-tuma, they will conduit tuma, because the halacha is that right now they exist. It's a leafy, fresh vegetable. The leaf is there. It will conduit the tuma and create an oel so that something else under the same covering will be tameh. But Chazal said you can't rely on it as a separation because it's going to wither. And when you deal with sukkah, you should deal with it as avir, as open space, and not as chach pasal, again, because it's going to wither. My taima, the Gemara says, what was the reason? Kevin del chayav shiparchi, when they dry out, they can be flicked. There is no substance to them. Kamandales nehudami, even now we consider them to be nothing. Now, there is a discussion whether this is rabbinic, because we're worried it'll dry out, or according to some Rishonim, even now it's not a kosher sukkah because it doesn't have the endurance to last Shivas Yomim, the 7 days of Sukkot. One more point, the Merome Soda from the Netziv wonders, why didn't Rav Abba Omar Shmuel say this statement by leafy vegetables? Why did he invoke this concept of the vegetables of Pesach? After all, there are leafy vegetables besides the vegetables of Pesach. And in the vegetables of Pesach, there are leafy forms and there are stalk forms, horseradish root, for example. What was the whole point of comparing Sukkot to Pesach regarding the leafy vegetables of Pesach? And the Netziv answers that the Gemara is bringing out a phenomenal contrast over here. Regarding Pesach, it's brought that it's preferable to use the leafy part of the vegetable, or at least certainly it's acceptable. It's recommended. That's how we're yotze the mitzvah. Regarding Sukkot, however, the Gemara is trying to bring out, the leafy form of a growing thing is not recommended and actually could invalidate your sukkah because it dries out, either because we're worried it'll dry out or essentially, intrinsically, because it's going to dry out. And here we have a tremendous contrast between Pesach and Sukkot regarding these leafy vegetables. By Pesach, they're recommended. By Sukkot, they'll actually make the sukkah invalid, mishum avir, as if it's open space. We don't even accept them as pasul schach. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.